Our guest on Nostalgia Town today is Jeffrey Gallop, AC. Jeffrey is Professor and Director of the Graduate School of Government at the University of Sydney and former Chairman of the Australian Republican Movement. Jeffrey was the 27th Premier of Western Australia. He grew up in Geraldton in Western Australia and later progressed to St John's College at the University of Oxford after winning a Rhodes Scholarship. Welcome to Nostalgia Town, Jeff Gallop. How are you today?
Very well. We've had a wonderful string of summer-type days here in Sydney. The water's very warm, so it's wonderful.
Jeff Gallop, what were your formative cultural experiences as you were growing up?
Well, I guess I lived in a family that wasn't, you know, inclined towards reading lots of books. My father and mother did read a bit, but not a lot. I wouldn't call it an intellectual-type family, but very focused on sport, local community. You know, it sort of took me out into that local community very much, particularly with football, that's AFL football in the winter, and cricket, which I was quite a good player in the summer. But school, of course, was where I got intellectual stimulation. My parents really wanted to encourage me at schoolwork. And so I had two wonderful lives, really. There was, you know, Monday to Friday, schoolwork, getting stimulated, writing, learning new things. In fact, life is a learning process as far as I'm concerned. That's how we should look at it. And then the weekend, sport. And my great ambition as a youngster was to be a sports commentator. I used to practice quite a lot. As it turned out, of course, it didn't happen.
Tell me now about things like radio and music.
Oh, I love radio. I mean, I lived in Geraldton, which is, you know, about 400 kilometres north of Perth. It's a major port for the rural and minerals hinterland. Also a very big fishing industry with the Abrolhos Islands, a major exporter of rock lobster. And it was a wonderful place to grow up in. I was very, very fortunate to be listening to ABC Radio. I remember my favourite program was the weekly play. They would always have a play on. I used to always listen. It was always an interesting play. And then on Sunday evening, they had the English comedians used to come on. Round the Horn, Kenneth Horne, a great English comedian. I used to always enjoy listening to that. So radio, when the sports results were coming on, it'd be tuned on. So really growing up, the major cultural influence, without any doubt, was the ABC, the plays that it used to put on to listen to, and its sporting coverage, you know, second to none.
And did you get away on a Saturday for the matinee at the movies?
Friday night, we all went to the movies and we used to queue up and go in, and there was a wonderful man called Paddy Doolan who was had the torch. And, of course, one of the great games was to, you know, roll the Maltesers down, and he always catch up on people. But I remember all the movies. We saw all the great movies in the late 50s, early 60s. I have a really fond memory of going to the cinema every week and then talking about the films as we walked home afterwards.
You mentioned being an ABC listener. Were you an Argonaut?
I was. Socrates 30.
And what does that mean?
They just used to give you a name. I'm pretty sure. My memory, I think, is correct. I think I was Socrates 30. Now, I used to listen to that. You know, again, the contribution that program made to cultural lives, if you want to put it that way, of young people, interesting reference points, taking up interesting issues that you could think about. So, yes, I was an Argonaut.
And what about music? Was that ever a feature of
your
life?
Not really. I mean, music wasn't really part of my family really weren't, and I'm not conscious of there being a lot of music in the house. I used to listen to the local radio station, of course, when they had, you know, the top 10 or the top 30 pop songs. You know, I used to listen to that. But music wasn't a big influence.
And I suppose if you were listening to the local commercial station for the top 10 and top 30, was there much Australian stuff there?
Oh, there was. Growing up, I remember, you'd remember Johnny Young. Ronnie Burns, who's just reappearing, of course. I noticed he's doing a concert. The big debate in WA is you had to line up with Johnny Young because he was the Western Australian, and Ronnie Burns, he was the Eastern Stater. So we used to have those little discussions at playtime. And, of course, the Easy Beats.
So you did mention the movies. In the 50s and 60s, were there still serials playing on the Friday night?
No, what you would get is you'd get the Movie Town News, you know, that started it off, and then you'd get a cartoon, and then you'd get the movie. The Movie Town News, of course, was quite interesting, and as you know, in that great Australian film, which talked about the slow decline of the cameramen, you know, who were going out collecting information and giving those news coverages at the beginnings of the film. TV really knocked them out for six. I do remember them well. I remember the cartoons. But, you know, we saw all of the movies that were, you know, important at the time. I had my favourites, always liked Tony Curtis, and I was very pleased to read later on that he'd played quite a significant role in providing support for Jewish people in Czechoslovakia, his background, to remember their culture and et cetera. So he was my favourite.
My recollection is that Merry-Go-Round Under the Sea was set in Geraldton. Is that correct?
Yes, Randolph Stowe, his family, his name was well known to me. He was a local solicitor. And Randolph, of course, wrote that wonderful book, Merry-Go-Round the Sea, which is the classic Geraldton book. The reason I remember it so well is the character in that book. I had an uncle who went off to war and unfortunately came back a very unhappy. You know, his life was tragic. He was an alcoholic and he struggled with life. He was a waterside worker and they tended to look after him there, you know, which was good to see. But the character, of course, comes back from the war and he's not quite the same, the young boy's experience of him. So Merry-Go-Round the Sea means a lot to me. It's a wonderful book. And Randolph Stowe, of course, is the Geraldton writer, I suppose you'd say.
One of a long list of pretty outstanding West Australian writers.
Well, Tim Winton, of course, you think of him at the same time. In fact, you know, in some ways, sort of similar, not totally. Tim Winton, of course, I love his reference to Western Australian life reaches its highest peak where the water meets the land. You know, it's a wonderful image. You know, all these West Australians on the beach and, you know, fishing and swimming and diving and then playing on cricket on the beach and whatever. It's a wonderful image that he creates with that reference.
So I'm guessing, Jeff, speaking to you, that you've got a bit of an emotional attachment with these experiences, these recollections.
Very much. I mean, I feel very strongly about local history. And when I was in Parliament, I did a little history of each one of the suburbs that was in my electorate. And I remember getting a wonderful letter from a senior citizen who'd come to live in the old person's home, as we used to call it, in my electorate. And she said, "Thank you very much for the history of Bentley." She said, "I now feel much more secure knowing the history of the suburb I'm in." And I thought that was a very interesting comment.
You're 67 now, Jeff. You've had a very distinguished career, and yet you're still working. Is your life a good life now?
Yes, I'm doing quite a bit of travelling, but I still work. I get invited to do lectures. I think I've got 7 lectures coming up for the rest of this year. Various topics, some related to philosophy and politics, some related to specific legislative type issues. And I love to spend time preparing. I love writing essays. I love preparing speeches. So I'm capable of saying no if I don't want to do something. At the same time, I've got time to do some travelling, and mixing the travelling and the lecturing together is extremely, I find, very stimulating and very enjoyable.
Well, apart from the obvious drawbacks that come with ageing, do you suppose, Jeff Gallop, that ageing can be fun?
Oh, look, the opportunities in our society now to, you know, when you're working, there are disciplines associated with it. And perhaps, you know, I find now that if I'm reading something and then in the course of reading it, there's an idea in there that I like, I might drop what I'm reading and go off and look at that other idea. The serendipity of it all is wonderful. And if you don't have other stresses in your life, there's no question that it's a most stimulating way to live. Being retired, choose what you want to do, do reading, follow up ideas, read, you know, keep a close look on what's happening in the world and continue that learning process, which I think is the way we ought to look at life.
And as the master's apprentices sang, do what you want to do, be what you want to be, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, Jeff Gallop, do you value your social connections? How important are they to you?
I think connectedness is very important. In fact, Hugh Mackay, you know, last couple of books he's written has focused on this, that as individuals we can get so far, but we need contact, you know, we need relationships, we need to be stimulated, we need to learn from others, we need to be with others, we need to have activities with others. And so the self is one thing, but the self and the other is the much better way to look on life generally. I rate it very, very highly. There's nothing that beats an activity where you sharing the tough bits and the good bits with other people, like politics that I was engaged in for a long time, or were you you're being stimulated by the ideas someone's got? Now, it's not all good, of course. Sometimes you might get angry and you've got to you cope with the fact that you live in a world of difference. But I was given the task once to give a public lecture on living with difference. It was in the early part of this century, so I asked a friend of mine who was an Anglican minister of religion and a friend of mine who was a very senior figure in the Islamic community in Perth, and they both gave the same answer. And it was interesting. They said, the key to living with difference is that people of different backgrounds should be working together on a common problem. I thought that was very interesting that both of them said that, and they weren't prompted to say it. So the more we work together on the common problems and bring people of difference together, we all start to realise that we're all really human beings, whether we have our racial background, our cultural background, our national background, we're all really human beings together in trying to make it a better place.
And that goes for us while we age as well.
Exactly. Mm.
And do you get together with your mates for a coffee? How do you socialise? How do you?
Oh, well, when I go back to Perth, I love meeting up with my former colleagues in politics. When I go back to Geraldton, I've got some friends that go way back, and I love to have a chat to them, sharing some of the stories of earlier times. So I've got, you know, the Geraldton connection, I've got the political connection in Perth, and now I've got a whole range of new friends since coming over here to Sydney.
Geoff Gallop, you get the chance as a guest on Nostalgia Town, as do all guests, to nominate a song to go out on. What is your song and why did you choose it?
Well, it has to be Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. And it's not that I was waiting for Friday, although I was, because I love the weekend sport, but I love school as well. It's just that it was such an important song in the 60s. And the band, of course, too, became legendary all through Europe. They were young migrants. They came to Australia. There was the Dutch contingent, the Scottish contingent. It really reminds me of the 60s. And whenever I hear it, I think of my days in Geraldton. It brings it all back.
Geoff Gallop, thank you very much for joining us today on Nostalgia Town.
Thank you very much, Geoff.